Radio SI.
Spain's Prime Minister paying a visit to Slovenia. I'm Korab Jurgakijski.
This is Radio SI News.
Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is paying an official visit to Slovenia today. The visit is part of his European tour aimed at rallying support for the recognition of Palestine. At the end of March, Spain, Slovenia, Ireland, and Malta issued a joint statement declaring their readiness to recognize an independent state of Palestine. Today, in Ljubljana, Prime Minister Golob and Prime Minister Sanchez said it was no longer a question if Palestine would be recognized, but when. The two prime ministers also discussed the current situation in Gaza. Slovenians are advised against travel to Israel because of the security situation. The foreign ministry issued the highest level of caution, advising against all non-essential travel to the region. This comes as Israel's war cabinet debates a possible response to Iran's drone and missile attack on Saturday. This is Israel's army chief, Herzi Halevi.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Today, Israel also wrote to 32 countries demanding new sanctions against Iran because of the attack. Slovenian President Nataša Pirc Musar reaffirmed her support for Kosovo's EU integration, noting the importance of Kosovo's stability for the wider region. This as she wrapped up her two-day visit to Kosovo. Yesterday, she held talks with Kosovo's President Vjosa Osmani, and today she visited Slovenian troops serving as part of NATO's peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. Foreign Minister Tanya Fayon wrapped up her two-day visit to Japan today. Today, she held talks with Japan's economy, trade, and industry minister, as well as business representatives in Tokyo. Minister Fayon said they discussed economic cooperation with a focus on the use of green hydrogen for a carbon-free society.
Priložnost je bila tudi za krepitev gospodarskega sodelovanja, znanstvene diplomacije in zlasti pomoč konzorciju na področju vodika zelenega prehoda.
Yesterday, Foreign Minister Fayon held talks with her Japanese counterpart, also touching on the situations in the Middle East and Ukraine. Tomorrow, Fayon travels to China, where she will be accompanied by a large Slovenian business delegation. Rainfall and colder temperatures can be expected across the country. The rainfall will slowly come to a stop during the night and skies will start to clear from the northwest. Tomorrow's weather changeable to mostly cloudy with a chance of local showers again in the afternoon. Daily highs will range between 8 and 14 degrees up to around 17 in the coastal region.
Radio SI Traffic Update.
And we do have one lane closed for traffic because of an accident that's on the A2 highway before Jesenice, Zahod towards Austria, and Karavanke. Be careful there. And an object is obstructing traffic on the A1 highway towards Koper. Be careful between Brezovica and Vrhnika.
Ja, kak večerni sprehod bo morda prijel po minulem vročinskem valu, priporočamo pa seveda dežnik pa kakšne rokavice, če se boste slučajno kepali. No, če pa boste na toplem, priporočamo Timeless, danes v ospredje postavljamo tudi rokabili in Badija Holija. Mateja bo še skrbno spremljala dogajanje v prometu, Ivo pa vam želim lep večer še naprej.
Wind down with Radio SI.
Dreams I make believe, please don't be long.